people say good morning to Kelly Cruz, a rare Friday guest we have here, because normally we have Brett Hoffman, but he can't make it today. He's kayaking somewhere. And so Kelly was nice enough to come in this morning because we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, including First Fridays.
Yeah.
So things going well with the Downtown Racine Corporation?
Yeah, we just had a Haymarket last night, which was wonderful, and lots of great vendors down there, people down there. It was a lot of fun, and now today we're ramping up for an amazing First Friday.
Before we start, I found it really amazing that when they did the close down downtown to do the America 250, whatever, the food and everything.
Racine
and
Gathers,
they had the Racine concert band down there. Here's what I found amazing. When I left after the concert band, there were tables, chairs everywhere. When I came to work and I went through downtown at 5 o'clock in the morning, it was like nothing ever happened. It was like every chair, table, garbage, everything was gone. That big flag they had hanging down at 6th Street, and it was like 4 or 5 stories high. The stages, everything gone by 5 o'clock in the morning the next morning.
Yeah, that's how it is for Party on the Pavement, too. You'd be shocked that, you know, we work pretty late to make sure that the road is ready to be opened by that evening.
You're looking for vendors for that, right?
Yeah, we are looking for vendors for that as well.
Okay. I remember the very first Party on the Pavement, because I remember it was pretty much difficult to get through downtown while they were putting the concrete down. It was really tricky to get. So it was all done. And it was about to be open to cars. Here they got the whole downtown done. And the first thing they do is, no cars allowed.
it's really cool. It was a great celebration. It's really grown. So, but let's get back to First Friday, because that's tonight.
Okay, Scoop the Loop, a term I never heard of till I came here.
Yeah, so of course we're doing a throwback at First Friday. We're scooping the loop, so we are going to have all the King's Men, which is basically an Elvis impersonator, on Monument Square. We are going to have a classic car show on Sam Johnson Parkway, so basically right across the street from Monument Square. You'll get to look at a bunch of over 30 classic vehicles will be parked out there. We've got live music at about 10 locations throughout downtown. So everywhere from across the bridge, like Bridge Tender, Chart Room, George's Encore, Smoke Down the Water outside, Reef Point Brew House, there's be even Divino Gelato, Marcy's on Main will have a DJ, Mexico Lindo's will have a DJ. So it is going to be happening down there.
Now, here's something. I never heard of Scoop the Loop until Carol Gianforte and Jim Assier did a show at the Golden Rondel, and they were the whole thing on Scoop the Loop. I'm going to Scoop the Loop. And it turns out it's you take your cars. This is back in the 60s and the 50s. Take your cars, you cruise down Main Street. Then you make a right onto Lake Drive, come back around and keep going back, showing off your cars and scooping the loop.
You know what? I think this is maybe our third or fourth year with this theme of Scoop the Loop. You will see a lot of vehicles down there scooping the loop tonight and showing off their classic vehicles. So it's really fun to see. So not only will there be the classic car show, I guarantee all night you'll be seeing people with their classic vehicles scooping the loop. Yeah. And so it's fun.
I just never heard of it before. And now I hear it everywhere. Scoop the Loop. First Fridays tonight, Friday, August 7th. And starts at 4 p.m. till 9 p.m. when you can hear. Was that Mike Bishop?
Yeah.
It looks like him. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike Bishop. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Mike Bishop.
He's just a lot of fun. He gets the kids going. So, you know, if you're, you know, a lot of kids might be interested in coming down, too, because, you know, the Elvis movie came out like a year ago. So there's sort of people are starting to, younger generation starting to hear the music, too, and liking it. So it'll be fun.
He's an Elvis impersonator on weekends. Weekdays, he's an investment banker.
Yeah.
That's what it's like Clark Kent.
Yeah.
It's Superman.
It really is.
He's a good guy. I love him. All right. Then we have coming up, we have a 2026 Haymarket, and this would be on August.
We missed
that one already.
Yeah, we had Haymarket last night, but we have one final one.
Yeah, when is that?
In 2 weeks from now. So, and that'll be our final one of the season. So that'll be on August 20th. So mark your calendar for the final.
Oh, here it is, August 20th. It's right here.
Yeah, okay. The final Haymarket of the season. And then you can stock up on all of the jarred, you know, jams, jarred, you know, asparagus, jarred pickles. We had lots of produce last night as well.
But the good produce.
Yeah.
The fresh produce.
Yes, yes.
We had not from Taylor Farms, the good stuff.
Yes, yeah, we had a local
that's what you have to do if you're afraid of the lettuce and produce.
I stocked
up. Go to the farmer's market because it was crazy.
Yeah, I bought so much veggies last night. I came home with like two grocery bags full.
All
for like $20.
Parasite free.
Yes, yes. Okay. So we've got that. And then this Saturday, this Saturday we have live music. So Saturday Sounds on the Square.
I feel bad when you say the final.
And it's a jazz funk group, which is going to be pretty cool.
When you say final one of the season, it sounds like summer's gone. And I always felt bad.
All of August yet.
I know, but you said the final one. Yes. It bothered me when you said that. Because it's like summer's gone.
Mm-hmm. We had six of them, though, this year. So we've already had five. Mark your calendar, August 20th for the last Haymarket.
We'll remind people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to the radio. We'll keep reminding you. And so that's August 20th. Ivy Ford. That's a cute name.
A lot of people really like her. You may have seen her at the July 1st Friday. She's an international blues artist, and she will be performing acoustically at that August 20th Haymarket.
Okay, August 29th through August 29th, Saturday Sounds on the Square, Saturdays 4:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, so we've got like a jazz funk band that's listed on there.
Oh, you want the name of it? Yeah, well, on the 15th is going to be Easy Flow. On August 22nd, it's going to be...
But what is it on the 8th?
Oh, yeah, August 8th. Today's the 7th. I'm getting all confused. Infusion.
That's what it was. Yeah, Infusion. So jazz, funk.
You know, when this is over, just drive me over to the home and check me in.
So if you're just looking to, stroll downtown over the weekend, it's really fun. Go shopping, grab some food, hear the live music. Smoked on the Water always has live music as well. So it's really kind of a fun way to just be outside and a very casual atmosphere.
How did I not see August 8th? Today's the 7th, so tomorrow, August 8th.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we've got lots more music for the season for that Saturday.
Let's talk about the art project downtown.
Yeah.
It's the postcards.
Yeah.
Some of them are really neat. People put a lot of work and effort. First of all, they're so big. It's not like a postcard. It's a giant thing. They put a lot of work and effort in. It takes thought to what you're going to design. Then you got to actually draw it.
Yeah, we had a lot of entries this year, so we were able to be kind of picky. We wanted a nice variety of postcards as well. We didn't want all lighthouses because that's, what people tend to think about. So it's a good variety. And then what's really cool this year is we've actually made them into postcards that you can go and send off to somebody or collect them. But we have all 25 postcards available for sale over at the Marina, at Lakeview Pharmacy, at Dimples Imports, and at the DRC office. So they'll also be available at First Fridays right on Monument Square tonight. So if you want to, they're very affordable and it's fun. Like, go send a postcard to some people that live outside of Racine, and we're trying to bring back a new trend.
Yeah, those people out in Los Angeles that think they know everything and they've got the life. This is what the real life is like.
Yes.
So they're not fighting traffic every morning on those freeways in Los Angeles, earthquakes. Or knocking down the Racine.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's kind of cool that you can take a piece of the art home with you and,
Well, I've got the lighthouse in my house. It wasn't the first one, but it was, they had the real, lighthouses out there.
Yeah.
And we bid on one. The actual one was
20 years ago. Because I think it was probably the fifth year that they did that.
Oh, no, 20 years.
Because we're celebrating our 25th year of public art in downtown Racine.
So, and ironically enough, it was the one the radio station sponsored. I didn't know. I just had to get one, and they were going quickly. And the person of their church, his daughter, is the one that built it and designed it.
Yeah.
I said, wow, what a coinkydink that is. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, on board this morning on this Friday morning. We're talking about all the events coming up, especially this afternoon. We've got First Fridays.
Yes, come downtown starting at 4 p.m.
It's
we'll be
nice.
There all night till
Beautiful.
9 o'clock. Gorgeous weather. All the shops are open late. We got Elvis. We've got a classic car show. It's going
to
be fun.
You always worry about going downtown, running into somebody who you know owe money to, and you got to duck. Or the better part is they owe you money.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, it's so funny. They always say Racine is the biggest small town because I feel like every First Friday is a reunion of everybody. You'll just see so many people that and you can expect that vibe. And I think that's what's so fun about it.
Bend and Brew. I don't like the word bend.
Yes. Bend and Brew is our take on yoga. And so it's right at the east end of Christopher Columbus Causeway. So if you know where Reef Point Brew House is, just keep driving past that.
And oh, is that what you're doing?
Okay. You'll come to this beautiful outlook where boats and sailboats are always sitting in. And it's even tiered. It's gorgeous. So the yoga is free. It's sponsored by Yoga Roots Renew. And then when you're all done with your yoga session, you're going to get a card that's good at over 15 locations where you can get a free brew, which whether that be a coffee brew or a beer brew or a mimosa or a mocktail, there are so many options on that card for you to, you know, just kind of unwind after your yoga, and also encouraging you to, you know, come downtown and stay downtown for a little bit. So it's amazing. We've been doing it now for about 5 or 6 years, and it keeps growing. We do it 3 times a week. So you can do it Saturdays at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. and then Wednesdays at 6 p.m. So there's an evening one, and then there's 2 Saturday morning ones for you to choose from.
Is that when they bend themselves into like a pretzel, something like that?
You know, it's really for all age levels. You can make it as much as you know you want. But if you haven't tried this yet and you're a fan of yoga or just want to, I mean, the view, this area, if you've never driven down past Reef Point Brew House and seen this, you are going to be shocked. It's like a little hidden gem in downtown.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a nice drive to take around there, too.
Yeah.
Okay. The Racine Farmers Market at Festival Park, which, okay, you got Festival Park. You got, actually, it's called Rotary Park. Rotary Park, Festival Hall. So it's there, and it's on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., fresh produce. That's where I got it.
Yeah, you can also get your produce there. They've got a lot of vendors.
They got the good stuff.
Farmers.
The good stuff.
They do. Everything is good and organic. And just come down there. It's a really nice, way to support these local farmers. And, you know, come downtown, do some yoga, get your grocery shopping done at the market, go for a nice stroll, listen to the music later in the afternoon. So we always try to keep downtown hopping.
Okay, and let's talk about Party on the Pavement. It's usually in October, right?
Actually, it is September 19th is Party on the Pavement. Okay. We've been creeping it up a little earlier because there was a few times we had like snowflakes
in October.
It used to be the first Saturday in October, but now we've done it as like the third week in September. Seems to be a little bit better weather-wise for us, but who knows, right? We have opportunity for vendors and nonprofits to come on down and showcase your business in front of 15,000 people. So this is a really unique opportunity. It's sort of like a market on steroids for that day, I would say.
And it goes on for blocks and blocks.
Yes, it's 12 blocks. We have like 5 stages of live music. We've got a mini German fest going on. We've got Mexican dancers. We've got classic car show. We have axe throwing. We've got disc golf.
Axe throwing.
We're adding the axe throwing. We've got disc golf. We've got Bernie Brewer is going to be there. We have so much going on. We have BMX going on. We're going to do live wrestling. It's going to be so much.
Live wrestling? Who's doing that?
Yeah, they do live wrestling performances like in the ring, like what you see on like WWE. There's a local group that does this. It is so much fun to watch. So they'll do performances throughout the day as well. So mark your calendars, September 19th, Party on the Pavement, bigger and better than ever. It's 100% free to attend, to watch the BMX is free, to watch all the live music, the German Fest, everything. Come down, bring your family. I think it's downtown Racine's best day.
Now, are you going to do the dunk tank with those high school kids?
Usually the Case Palms will do that.
I feel so bad for them. They get up
on that. Oh, they do Pia Palm, too.
I know, but they get up on that platform. They sit there. Boom, they're dunked again.
Yeah.
Because you always get some guy up there or some woman who knows how to throw the ball and hits it hard. And they go into this. And sometimes it's chilly out. Yeah. And in this dunk tank, I feel terrible for them.
Yes. So if you are a vendor or a nonprofit or your kid's sports group or organization, it's a great opportunity for you to raise some funds, do something creative. But vendor apps are due August 22nd. So it's coming up quick. So they're due, and within 2 weeks now, and we are not taking any late vendors. So if you miss it, you're out, and there's no exception. So please, if you're interested, make sure you're talking to your church groups, your sports groups, your nonprofits that you're a part of, and come on down.
Okay, so you say August 22nd is the deadline, and it's a couple of weeks. Where do they go to sign up for the event, to be a vendor?
Yeah, so just go to racinedowntown.com and select the Party on the Pavement tab.
Can they go to your office?
They can also go to our office and do it right in person there, and we can answer any questions that they might have.
And where's the office?
425 Main Street.
Right downtown. Look at that.
Yeah, and when you're at when you're doing that at 425, you can pick up some postcards, too.
Hotel Verdant. They got this beautiful parking lot they built in the back now.
Yeah.
Because I always say, where are these people parking? Now they got this gorgeous parking lot back, all new pavement and everything.
Yeah.
And they're opening something next door. I sort of saw it at a spa.
Spa. Yep. It's like a high-end spa. So that should be opening up this fall, which would be great. They're actually going to be tearing down the McMinn parking ramp, which is on like 6th and Main, or 7th and Main, between 6th and 7th.
What do you call it, the
McMinn parking ramp.
How do I not know where that is? Okay, you said, is it 7th and Main?
Yeah, on Main Street between 6th and 7th Street.
I need to look that up on a map.
Kind of by the post office across the street.
Oh, I know where the post office is.
Yeah, there's a ramp. So that'll be coming down this fall. It'll be, I think, a surface lot for a while, too. People like surface lots, I think.
Yeah, because you don't have to climb steps to get your car.
Yeah, and you feel like you can see your car. And, you know, there's definitely an advantage to that, so...
And I'll just give a little kicker here. Coming up downtown at the Racine Heritage Museum, we are now putting it together with Chris Paulson, who runs the Racine Heritage Museum, one of the directors there. And this December, you'll be able to see a special exhibit on WRJN's 100th anniversary.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you know, we've got one of my good friends, Craig, who works down at the Heritage Museum with Chris Paulson, and he's Mr. Downtown. His band will be performing, Mean Jake, August 14th on Monument
Look
Square.
Look at you. You got a plug for everything.
I know, right?
Come with these. Oh,
it's all up here.
Wait a sec. Mr. Paulson, my friend, I can drag the plug over to look how I connected the dots and got a plug in.
From Chris Paulson to Craig, who works there, who used to work for DRC, who has a band called Mean Jake, who will be performing at Saturday Sounds August 14th.
That's
How's
like
that?
That's like the Kevin Bacon game.
And, this.
I could do it in less than six connections.
That's funny.
Okay, real quick, coming up tonight, or is it, what's tonight? Friday night.
Yes, tonight.
So Friday night, we
first
have
Friday,
first
Scoop
Fridays.
The Loop with Throwback. So we're going to see Elvis. You're going to have a classic car show. Bring the whole family down. Shops are open late, so please come and support those small businesses. Make some purchases. We love that. And come hungry, because there's lots of food options.
Now you're saying to yourself, oh, Don, I missed the beginning of what Kelly Cruz was saying. Am I going to hear it again? It'll be podcast later today at WRJN.com at civicmedia.us, and also we got it on Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcasts. Easier just to go to WRJN.com, click on Don Rosen Show, and the podcast will be there later today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Is it tough getting up and coming in here in the morning?
No, I'm an early riser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say some people 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, and I come in at noon? You can come in at noon, I ain't going to be here.
Well, you know, anytime you invite me, I'll be here.
I know. Thank you, Kelly.